We're holding 85A1 Pehei Maral on the top, actually in the middle of the Mishnah. On a standard Mishnah, so it would be Perik Yud Mishnah Vav. Okay? So here's the halacha. And Kaisman Prusbol El Ala Karka. A Prusbol may only be written if the Love owns Karka, owns land. It may lie, and let's say he doesn't. The Malva can be Mezaka, the Malva who has Karka can be Mezaka the Lova with the smallest amount of Karka. The question that's asked is, we only say Zochen La'adam Shalai B'fanav when it's for his benefit. Here, it is not for the benefit of the Lova. This is going to keep the loan going. Malva. Right. This is the benefit of the Malva. So how does it work? No, you gave him already. So wait, why would you say Zochen Lam Shaloi B'fanav? I don't know why the question, the footnote is the one that asks it. I don't know if it's Shaloi B'fanav, but assuming it is, and it is, that because the principle is B'mois of Tlasa, right? Is one person comes to Basin without the Loiva, and the answer they give is just what this is one of the many coolest we have in the Takan of Prusbel. This is just one of the many coolest that it can be done. And a Hanami, if it was a strict halacha, it wouldn't work, but this is just a kula.
This idea of having karka, is that a svara or a technical issue with based on not having domain over a person?
The idea of the karka is that there's something there for based on to collect. So it's not like you, loyigos, or you're collecting it. It's collected already by based on because the karka is there. That's the idea of the karka.
Nowadays, we've got... Well,
what?
People that live in a city don't have karka.
Most people...
If they're renting,
mm-hmm. They don't have karka.
If you live in an apartment house, you don't have karka.
If they live in Muncie, they have karka. If they live in New York City, probably don't have karka. They live in Brooklyn. They have in Boca. If they live in Boca, they have karka.
I don't know if they live in
Oh, I have to live there. Oh, very good. Right. Okay. Haisa lai sada. And this is just going to go through the many ways on the theme we just said. This is just the many ways that we're makel and we find a way to write the prusbel. Okay? Haisa lai sada mumushkenis be'ir. Let's say the lova had a land that was mumushken, was already a security. Collateralized for something, even for another loan, not for this loan, that also counts. Kaisen ola prusbel. You can write a prusbel on it.
As long as you have one piece of land, you can write 10.
Yeah, it seems, yeah. I didn't see that lashon, but I wouldn't be surprised if Rambam or somebody writes it. Shlemi, is that right? If you have many, you could write a prusbel on many pieces, many loans for one piece of land, right? Okay.
That is correct. That
yeah.
Is correct.
Rabbi Chutzpah's Omer, Rabbi Chutzpah's, I pointed out to Shlomi last night, was one of the Asar Arugi Malkas, you say in Yom Kippur, right? Rabbi Chutzpah's Omer, Kaispin La'adam al Nichse Ishtai. Not only that, but if a person is married and his wife owns a piece of land that she brought into the marriage, which is Nichse Milog, meaning it belongs to her, but the husband can use it, has Kinyan Peiris, that's also enough. Even though it belongs to her, and if there was a trust that was set up for orphans, okay, it's enough, and the trustee is borrowing money. It's enough for the trustee. The Harris Rabbi Oberstein. It's enough for the trustee to have karka, even though it's not part of the trust, even though the karka is not in the trust. It's enough for the trustee to have it. It's also enough.
He didn't borrow from himself, right?
Correct. He's not borrowing from himself, and yet we have it, again, make this kula so the prusbel can work. Okay? Kaveres devirim. Regarding a beehive, right? Right? A beehive. So what are we talking about here? Reb Eliezer Omer Harei Karka. That counts as karka. How does it count as karka? If it's permanently attached to the ground. So I saw this in the other Mishnayos, the Yad Avram Mishnayos. So he speaks out from the Rav, if it's on Yesedos, if it's on pegs, everybody would say, no, that doesn't count as karka. And even if it's on the ground, it also doesn't, if it can be removed easily, it cannot, excuse me, if it's on the ground and it's cemented, it has mud that actually attaches it to the ground, everybody's made it is karka. The question here is, it's put on the ground, so it's fairly, you know, it's fairly permanent, but it can be taken off. So that's the machlaikas here. Reb Eliezer says that's karka. And not only is karka legabi many things. Yes?
If the Quran says that the ground is the explicitly,
yeah, so that but that's not what the Rav said. Look at the ayin b'yad Avram. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember, the Yesedus gets you in to a different sugya that we all learned together in Masechtas Klayim, which was a sugya of Atzus Nakov. And there, the Atzus Nakov is discussed, whether it's on Yesedus, not on God of Yesedus, whether, right? So one would kind of flow into the other. And maybe I'm quoting it wrong. Maybe it was the Groy was quoting. Okay, Ayin Sham. Look at the Yad Avram, the Rav, and the Gra. Ve'ein mekabelas tuma b'mekayma. Similarly, if it is like karka, it is not susceptible to tuma, because karka is not mekabel tuma. Only kelim are mekabel tuma, and anything that's inside it will also not be mekabel tuma because it's karka. V'haroidim imene b'shabas chayiv. Right? If we detach the honey, which comes like, you know how the real beehives have like a, almost like a, it's like a tray almost. It's a natural tray of these, these honey cones, like, you know, the honey cone, right? So if you detach the honey cone on Shabbos, if it has a din like kark, it's like kotzer, because you've taken some, right? So the person's chayiv. No, ain't it karka? What we're talking about is not, the kaveris is not karka, but ain't kaisen ol that prusbol. We're not going to have that kula of writing a prusbol on it. Umakabelas tuma b'makayma. It will be makabel tuma like a keli. V'arayim medib shabbos potter. And one who removes the honeycomb, it may be usher to do so, but it's not chayiv a lav. It's not chayiv a carbon because of a kotzer. Okay? So you have a side machlaikas, the Gemara is going to visit it. Okay, Vaiter in Shvius. Hamaus achay b'shvius, if one wants to repay a debt on or that, you know, was subject to cancellation, and they say this is a kind of a funny, take a look at the footnote, you'll see it's a kind of a funny
year.
Exactly. It's in year 8, but it says b'shvius. So that's why the English kind of amends it and says it means that was subject to cancellation on Shvius, because Shvius itself, right, on Shvius you can pay back a debt until the last day. There's nothing wrong, right? When is Meshamet? The Er Rosh Hashanah is Meshamet. So what do you mean? What's wrong with paying back Shvius? It means subject to cancellation. That was already went through that Er Rosh Hashanah. So if a person pays back that debt, I'm a loy, so the malva has to say to the loyva, Shamatani, I relinquish the debt, subject to Shemitah. Im amalai, if the loyva returns to him, you know, replies to him and says, Apa Pikein, no, I know you relinquished it, you're Michael, but Yikabla Himenu, but I still want to pay you back, Apa Pikein, Yikabla Himenu. He may accept it as payment.
So is this person lauded, or is
what?
Is this person lauded, or they look at him?
We will see in the following.
We issue. Had this in Bavli. There was a whole back and forth. I forgot who it was with, you know, and it was like a whole whole process of what you're supposed to.
Yeah, this is what you remember in the Bavli, okay? To the Shapsi's question, the Mishnah later is going to talk about if you're lauded or not. But the question is,
what?
If you're lauded, if it's praiseworthy, is it praiseworthy? Right. So, but if you look at 16, it is a machlokes hapaiskim, and the Sefer Yoreim says that you're mechuyev to pay back, even though the loiva can take the lender to court and force him to say no, Shvius is Meshamed here, right? So other than that, meaning no, that yes, the loiva is going to take the malva to court and force him to say Shvius was Meshamed. Yes.
So we won't have to pay him back.
Yeah, but others say, Achrayim say, I'm just reading from that footnote.
What number?
16. But Achrayim say, no, that's the minority view, and that all loans are automatically canceled. Okay? The main halacha of our Mishnah is, and that's the focus, is if the borrower comes and says, I want to pay you back, it doesn't matter. The malva has to say, I relinquish it. He's mechuyev to say that. You can't just take the money. Okay, you have to have this back and forth. Shenemar, how do you know that just saying it is enough? Bezeh devar hashmita. This is the matter. Devar literally means the words of shmita. So just saying it, and you only have to say it once. Bezeh, only one time. You say Zedvar Shmita, it's Meshamed. After that, you're off the hook. If he wants to pay you, right? Kiyitzabai similarly, Ratzeach Shagoli or Miklat, a murderer, Bashaigeg, Rahman Litzlan, that had to go to Golis to an Ir Miklat, Burwatsu Ansha Ir Lechabdai, but nevertheless the people in the city wanted to be Mechabed him, given Aliyah, let's say. He has to say, I'm a Ritzeach. We still want to be Mechabed you. But Yakabel Mehen, he may indeed take the recovered. Shenemar Bezed Debar HaRitzeach. He is Mechiyev at least to say, I don't want it because he has to say he's a Ritzeach. Okay?
It's like a Loba Shemayim. It's almost like a Loba Shemayim.
What do you mean?
In other words, what goes on
in
Shemayim, that's their
cheshbon.
We want to be
Michael,
or we can be
Michael. Nice, I mean, whatever. This is Zedvar Ritzeach, that the Ritzeach has to say at least one time he's not deserving of it. Zedvar Ritzeach, he has to say he's a Ritzeach. He has to point that out. Once he points it out, we're fine. Okay? Zakta Gemara. And this is basically repeating the Mishnah. Prize ball hamuktim kosher. If the prize ball was predated, it's kosher. Mipneishu hum myra kaychai, because it makes the prize ball weaker, because less time. There's less loans that would fall under it. Okay, if it's muktim, laham ocher pasul. If it's postdated, because it makes it more powerful, because it includes more loans. Includes loans between when the principal is actually executed and the date. So that's what makes a puzzle. Conversely, shtari chayv hamukdamin psulin bepnei b'shemiyapikaychan, if they're predated loan documents, they're puzzle because it makes them stronger. Because of the lakuchos, right? Even if he makes the sales prior to the actual loan, he can claim because of the predating that he can go against those lands that were sold, right? And he has a lien. And if they were postdated, it's kosher because it makes it worse, because those would have been sales that took place after, between the actual loan and the date. And those are, of course, included, right? So if anything, it's Meir Kaichan. They should have been included. So we're just repeating the reasoning. So now the Gemara is asking, Mimaydiya, who tells us, in fact, oh, the date's wrong? Who came to Beis Din to tell us the date is wrong? Now we're on Peihei Amud Beis, 85b1. Shimon bar Ba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan hachasum b'shtar. Says Rabbi Yochanan, it is the actual witnesses who signed the original incorrectly dated loan document are the ones that are telling us, oh, that date was wrong. Okay?
How would they be able to sign it?
Break the Gemara, Reb David. Like Cain on Reb Shimon Lakish, did not Reb Shimon Lakish say, Asu divrei achasum b'shtar k'mishin nechkara edusim b'beizdin? Didn't he say that if Adam signed off on the document, it's as if they testified in court? Once they testified in court, we know kimish shehigid shulai shuvein chayzer magid, right? So they gave a testimony that it was echad be elol, right? On the loan document. And now they're coming to court and saying, no, it was actually Echad B'Tishrei or Gimel B'Tishrei. Okay? How can you do that? That's King of Shehigat Shub Eina Chayzer Umagid. So the Gemara answers, Taman Kisha Amru Loi Chasam Nekol Iker. Reish Lakish's statement that Kamisha Nechkara Edusim Bebasins was referring to a case where they had signed on a document, and then they try to recant and say, no, we never, those are not our signatures. We never signed on that. And what it says in there, we never signed on. Never signed. So that's mamish kivin shehigit shuvein chayzer umagid. But here, b'ram hocha amre al zeh chasamna v'lo chasamna al zeh. We only signed as to the ikker that's in the loan document, but we never signed. We didn't notice the date. We never signed as to the accuracy of the date.
So the date was added afterwards.
Or they could say, well, either, it could be a lot of things. They could say the date was added, the date was changed, we didn't notice the date, it's a common mistake. So we never signed on that. That's not necessarily a case of Kivin Shehiget Shuv Einu Chayzer Magid. So if you look at footnote 2, if you look at what? No, so you look at footnote 2, and we're getting a little bit halachic here. He speaks out from the Rosh Harili and the Marapanim that the Bavli speaks out. If we were able to be Makayim, the signatures from another place, we had another document and we were able to do it, then it's set in stone.
Yeah.
That is Kamisha Nechkra.
Right.
And they can't even change a detail. They can't say.
Right.
They can't say, oh, we didn't notice the date or anything. But if it's a case where we had no way of being Makayim their Adis, and then they come to court and say, yeah, this is our Adis, we signed this, but we're telling you that's not the date. That's not the date we were there. They have a right to do that. That's not the same as Kima Shehigit. That doesn't have the same din of Nechkere Dusan if they're coming right now and they're being Makayim for us. So that's something that's something Bavli speaks out. And also, it also answers this issue answers another problem, which is how could we believe them at all if they signed. If they signed incorrectly, or if they signed on something that wasn't true, are they not Rishayim? And once they're Rishayim, we don't believe them at all. And that's proof what the Gemara is saying. They never really said Adas on what they're recanting. So they're not considered Rishayim Lagabi that.
Maybe it was
Rishayim. No, right. They're not Rishayim. Exactly. That's the point. That's the sense of the Gemara. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to go on. Remember, we're going on a Mishnah. Our Mishnah had said Mefurish. What did our Mishnah say? That a predated Prusbel is good, postdated Prusbel bad, predated Shtar Chayv bad, postdated Shtar Chayv okay, right? But the word in our Mishnah was, I believe, you use the word kosher and pasul, just like that. Kosher and pasul. Just keep that in mind. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Sulam Mamish. Now we're focusing now on Shtari Chayv, okay? So Rabbi Yochanan says when the Mishnah said pasul, it's pasul, okay? Reb Shim ben Lakish Amar Ein Amoyna El Mishas Haksav. The Mishnah, when it said pasul, the halacha is not that it's pasul. The whole document is invalidated, okay, when it's, let's say, predated Shtar Chayv. It just means you can't use it for those sales that were between the date and the Shtar. So if you want to collect on those, they're not good. But you can use it for other purposes. It's not Mineu Bey, right? It's not Mezuyef Mineu Bey, a bad document. That's what Ish Lakish said. And they speak out that what's going on here is, what is Reish Lakish arguing with the Mishnah? The Mishnah said pasul. Rabbi Yochanan is just repeating what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said pasul and kosher. So where's Reish Lakish coming from? So there is, the makar is, of this whole thing, is a machlekes or meir in the Chachamim. When you have ribis in a shtar chayiv, does it invalidate the whole shtar chayiv, or you just say you can't collect on the ribis? Right? Chachamim, Rav Meir says, ribis and a shtar chayiv, right? It's called, it's not severable. That's what you'd say in modern day law. If it's a bad provision, that provision, that illegal provision invalidates the entire document. It is inseverable. The Chacham, right? That's what Rav Meir says. The Chacham say, no, it's severable. You can't collect on the ribis. Yeah, severable means you can. Yeah, everybody understands. Well, everybody here is a sophisticated person. Okay, severable. Okay, if any of you guys ever seen any of your documents right at the end before the signature line, it says all the provisions here are severable. Okay, so Chacham say it's severable, and you can use it for every other purpose. So who are you paskin like in the machlekes between Reb Meir and the Chachamim? You would paskin like the Chachamim. Zok Reish Lakish, our Mishnah is stam like Reb Meir, but we would paskin like a Chachamim. That's what Reish Lakish is saying, right? Very geschmack, right? So, but the Gemara is going to slug it up anyway. We're going to slug up Reish Lakish. We learned in a brisa though, Prusbel, with regard to specifically to Prusbel, bein mukdim, bein mo'ucher kosher. Whether it's predated or postdated, it's still kosher. To the situation where it's postdated, you only use it from the time of the ksav, right? And not afterwards. So Gemara is asking, if you, Reish Lakish, are saying that you can always use the document, you just can't be, right? You can't collect from it. Why does it say Prusbel? It's mashma, we only have this kula by Prusbel. We don't have this kula by regular shtar documents. Ma bein Prusbel, ma bein shtar. The Gemara blies by Akasha. It slugs up Reish Lakish. So the bottom line is that it is possible. Okay? And you don't use a mishasak, so. Now, let's finish up to the end here, okay? Shtar, shizmane kasa b'shabas. Let's say you have a shtar that's dated September 15th, okay? Guess what? September 15th it fell on a Shabbos. It was a secular date, it was another date, and it fell on a Shabbos or a Yom Tov. So what do you do? It fell on Yom Kippur. It means any other day where you can't possibly have done the shtar. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay because you assume that it that whatever the date is, the date was postdated, meaning the loan actually took place before the shtar. Rabbi Yossi Paisel, Rabbi Yossi says the opposite. We assume the worst, that whatever date it was before the loan took place, right? Because obviously did not take place on the day it was, right? Couldn't have taken place.
We assume that they wrote
it on Shabbos. No, we don't assume they wrote it on Shabbos. Not, we don't assume. We assume. We're talking about religious people wouldn't have written on Shabbos, but there's something wrong here. Okay, something going wrong. So Rabbi Yehuda assumes the best. Rabbi Yossi assumes the worst. I'm like, Rabbi Yehuda, how can you say that? Ma'isa balof anech betzipai, right? We had a story in this place. Yehechsharta, and you said in such a situation it was kosher. Amaloi says Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Yehuda, ani lo yehechsharti. I never said that. Yehechsharti mevshati. And fine, if I said it, I said it. But I'm chayzer. I stick by my psak halacha. Okay. So having by meimar. So the people that analyze this halacha wanted to say is following the way I explained it. Mandi Amr Pasol, Rabbi Yossi that said it was Pasol Mashum Muktam, because he assumed that the shtar was Muktam, the date was before this loan actually took place. The loan took place afterwards, and the date took place before. And now we're on Pei Vav Amid Aleph on the next page. Mandi Amr Kosher, and the one Rabbi Yehuda that said it was Kosher Mashum Mu'uchar, he assumed that the loan actually took place before and it was dated afterwards. Okay? So that's the machlaikas, and that's what's going on. One is assuming the worst, that it was muktam, one's assuming the best, that it was mu'ukhar. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what's going on. Alamanda Amar, Apostle Mishum Ziyov. Rabbi Yehuda could possibly be right. All things considered, maybe it was mu'ukhar and it was okay. But Rabbi Yossi is saying, if once it's bad, you know it wasn't written on the date. It couldn't have been written on the date that it was dated. You have to assume there's other problems that there other right. problems with it. It's just a mezuyah. It's a mezuyahtik document, and it's not good for other reasons.
Has a reis.
It's called. I would say mezuyah b'taychai. It's mamish mezuyah. By on its face.
It's not severable.
Definitely not severable. All right, there's a problem with it. Okay. Atkan.
Thank you.